Matthew chapter number 13. We're going to look at verse number 1. The Bible says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that you've given us this morning, Lord. I need your help this morning. I need you to fill me with your power, Lord. And I want to be empty of everything except for what you want me to say. And help me not to say anything I shouldn't and only say what I should. And help me just be a blessing and a challenge, maybe something for the folks to think on this morning, this afternoon. And thank you for the year that you've given us, 2019. And Lord, I do thank you for that. And Lord, I pray as we look forward to 2020 that it would that we would honor you in that and plan our lives that way. Thank you for all that you do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This last Sunday, 2019, and we've come to the end of the year, and it offers us a great opportunity to evaluate this past year and prepare for the next year. You know, evaluation is the best way to get better performance, all right? If you don't know where you're short on something, you can improve that. And even now, right now, people are scrambling. You know, we've got 2 days left till the end of the year. And businesses and different things like that are scrambling to figure out, okay, how much money did we make this year? How much money do I have to spend in the next 2 days, all right? And people always look at the year, what they did, and then they plan for next year. They plan for next year. And, you know, in two more days, 2019 will be over. And honestly, if you think about it, it's kind of a sobering thought, because there's nothing that you can do on Wednesday morning that was going to count for 2019. It's done. It's over. And you can look at a lot of different things that way. You can look at each day of your life that way. You can look at the next 30 minutes that way. And everything, you know, that's the one thing about life is you only have one, and you have to spend it wisely, okay? And I was helping a friend of mine the other day. His well went out, and he's a farmer, and he's had a rough fall. And he was telling me some of the stuff that had been going on, and this was last week, and he still had 100 acres of corn to pick and about 100 acres of beans to cut. And it was a rough year. And he was telling me some of his harvests, and some of it didn't do very good this year. In fact, he was even scratching his head while he was even cutting some of his beans, because it didn't really make sense to spend more fuel on them. But he was making some statements, but it really, honestly, it made me think about something, and that was, this harvest really didn't have a whole lot to do with the harvest. The harvest had more to do with what happened back in March, April, May, June, July, however long it took. That's what had more to do with the harvest than what these last few months did. And it was the fact that things didn't go right in the spring, and he was having trouble in the fall. And this morning I want to talk about this harvest report, or if you would, new seed for a new year. New seed for a new year. Because we are coming up on a new year, and it's a little light to try to change 2019. You may say, "Brother Chad, I had a great 2019. Well, that's good. That's wonderful. And some of you would probably look back, and if you were honest, and we could print a chart out, and you could go through and check different things, say, "Brother Chad, I didn't have a very good year last year," whatever it may be. And this story is about a farmer, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And we have this farmer. We have a picture of this farmer. And I know there's a spiritual truth about the heart, but I'm not going to look at that. I'm just going to look at the fact that this sower had seed. This sower had seed. My dad farmed for the same man for over 40 years. And there at the end, my dad did almost all of the farming. I mean, he managed the whole thing. And my dad always kept this in his tractor. It was a little black book, and this is actually one of his books. All right, it was a black book. And in this book, I can go to different pages in this book, and it'll have a date, Thursday, June 9th, 2011. And on this page, it'll tell every field that he was in, and it'll tell what seed was planted in that field. I can flip, there's 2010, 2011. There's different days in here, and each one of those, it says he was in this field on this day, and he planted this seed on this day. And I asked my dad if I could borrow this morning, because I want to use it as an illustration, because, you know, our lives are very much almost like a farmer. Because every one of us, and this is one of the first things I want to say, every one of us is going to sow seed. Every one of us. Every one of us will sow some kind of seed for 2020. Every one of you sowed some kind of seed in 2019. Every one of us did. And sometimes we sow the seed, but we never think about the harvest. We want to sow the seed, but we don't want to really... And some people, well, Brother Chad, I've done a lot of good this year. Then you know what? According to the Bible, you have a lot to look forward to. You do. Some of you say, well, I sowed some seed, but I really don't want to think about the harvest because of what I sowed. And you know what? The sad truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. You just can't skip out on harvest. Harvest will come. And it's based on what you sowed in the spring is what you're going to reap in the harvest. And we're going to talk about this morning. Everyone sows some type of seed. If you will, go to Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6. We see in Galatians two different sets of, if you would, two different sets of things. And sorry, Galatians chapter 5. Go to Galatians 6. That's where I want you, though. Galatians 6. Everyone sows some type of seed. Galatians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse number 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. So I believe the Bible teaches that every one of us is going to sow. And as a result of that, every one of us is going to reap. Young people, you're going to sow something this year, and you're going to reap something this year. Adults, you're going to sow something this year, and you're going to reap something this year. Okay? And it's either going to be one of two things. It's either going to be good seed or bad seed. All right? There is no middle of the ground. It's good or bad. Galatians chapter, you're in Galatians, go to back to chapter number 5. Galatians chapter 5. Look at verse number 19. The Bible says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Bro Chad, what is this section of sin? I believe that's the fruit of the flesh. The fruit of the flesh. You know what fruit is? It's a result of what you planted. How many in here has ever planted a garden? Yeah, this is country church, all right? Most people in here have planted a garden or at least been associated with planting a garden. Okay, there's a few farmers in here that have farmed as part of their livelihood, and they understand it probably to a greater degree than most people. Most of you, if your corn doesn't come up that you planted or the raccoons get in your corn, it's no big deal. You go to the store and buy some sweet corn, right? For a farmer, though, his livelihood depends on that, okay? And but the fruit is something you get. If I plant an apple tree, I should get apples. Very intelligent congregation. All right? If I plant a peach tree, I'm going to get peaches. Okay? That's the fruit of what I planted. If I plant an apple tree, it would be very weird to come out and expect an apple tree and, you know, have peaches on my tree. Now, I love peaches, but if I was wanting an apple, it would be very disappointing. Okay? But what do we get? We get what we planted. Okay? We have bad seed, Galatians chapter number 5. Look at verse number 22. Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." You know what the difference is? Well, Brother Chad, I would love to have love in my family. What are you planting? Brother Chad, I would love if our family, if we was happy and we had peace and there wasn't yelling and shouting and conflict. What are you planting? Because the only way to get what you want is to plant what you ought to plant. Okay, the only way for my dad to have a good crop of corn was to plant corn. Okay? How many ladies in here have bird feeders? Anybody have bird feeders? Okay, a few of you. And this is kind of the farmer part of me. But what kills me is, you know, they call it bird seed, right? And then they fill them completely full of thistle, like for the finches. Well, why? You know, I never really got that. I was adamant. I mean, I love finches. They're very pretty. But I'm not going to fill a bird feeder full of seed, because you know what's going to happen to all that thistle seed? Right. It's going to end up in my yard, in the hay field. Right. And it's not what I want in that. Why? Because it's the wrong kind of seed. Okay? And you have to plant the right kind of seed in order to reap the right kind of harvest. So we've got everyone sow some type of seed. We have good seed or we have bad seed. And as I'm preaching this morning, I want you to think about this past year. And I don't want you to think about what did I sow. What I want you to think about is what did I reap this year? What did I reap? What am I going to reap? Because the seed has been sowed already. Listen, folks, you can't go back and you can't change it. But you can look at what you're reaping and you can make adjustments for next year. Right. All right? Once we put seed in the ground, there wasn't a whole lot we could do about it. But if it didn't come up good and it didn't produce good, he could change it for next year. He could make a difference for next year. You know what I want you to look at this morning? Brother Chad, what are you trying to convey this morning? I want everyone to look at 2019 and say, okay, what have I reaped? Or what am I going to reap? And if I like it, how can I, number one, increase it? And if I don't, how can I get rid of it? Okay? Everyone sows some type of seed. Number two, everyone will reap. Galatians chapter 6, we saw verse number 7 and 8. I'm going to read you this verse. Hosea chapter number 8, verse number 7. The Bible says, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." They have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. I said everyone will reap, but you know everyone will reap more than what you sowed. That's a principle of planting and harvesting. You'll reap more than what you sowed. I was looking through this book last night, and on one of the back pages, it's got a date, 2010, and it's got 54 bags of DeKalb 6544. Now, most of you, that's a good number. For most of you, you're like, I don't care, Brother Chad. 30 bags of DeKalb 6547. Okay? Now, for most of you, that's no big deal, okay? But there's 200 and altogether, there's Bex, there's Stewart, there's Agrigold. And my dad has listed all how many bags of each one he used. In total, he planted 538 acres of corn with 212 bags of seed. Now, in a year, when I had talked to my dad before, he spent over $120,000 in seed in a year. Okay? That's a lot of money. Okay? But to put this in perspective, of you say, Brother Chad, we reap more than we sow? Yes. 212 bags of corn. All right? Let's say that it weighed 10,600 pounds. 10,600 pounds. That seed, that amount of seed, weighed 10,600 pounds. If he planted that corn and we had, an average harvest, and he made 160 bushel an acre corn, okay, an average harvest, that 10,600 pounds of corn would have produced, and this is at, 15% corn, 4,648,320 pounds of corn. Think about that. You went from 10,600 pounds to over 4.5 million pounds of corn. Now, I'm just going to say this. We serve an amazing God. I mean, you can take a seed and you can put it in the ground and walk away from it pretty much. And God gives it the sunlight, and God gives it the air, and God allows that to grow and multiply and multiply and multiply. Okay? Only evolution had nothing to do with that. All right? We serve an amazing God. But you think about that. You know, it took you, however long it took to put that seed in the ground. But when harvest came, it multiplied. And you know what, folks? Your seed that you sow is going to multiply. Young people, the things, and this is, and I'm going to get to this in a moment. Young people want to go out, and you've all heard the term, sow their wild oats. That's stupid. Okay? Listen, folks, if you sow wild oats, you know what you reap? Wild oats. All right? Wild oats, that's what you're going to reap. Okay? You're always going to reap more than you sow. You do not have, let me say this though this morning. You do not have to sow. Young people, listen to me. You don't have to sow seed in order to know what that seed produced. You don't have to do it. Well, I'm just going to go out and I want to know what it is. I've grown up in a church and I've got this strict family. I've got all these standards. I got all these rules. They're always putting me in a fence. I'm just going to go out and I'm going to sow my wild oats and I'm going to see what life is like. Okay? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There's an interesting thing called a test plot. A test plot. You know what a test plot is? A test plot is where a seed company comes in and they plant like 6 rows of a whole bunch of different varieties. And then they put it out there for all the farmers to see. And you know what? They'll have a question and answer thing, and they'll harvest it all, and they'll see, what did this produce? What did this seed produce? What did this seed? You know why my dad kept record of all the different seeds he planted? Was because at the end of the year, he could go back and beside different seeds, he could put down, if I can find one here, he could put down what that seed produced. And he knew for the next year, all right, I don't want to use as much of this seed this year. I'm going to use a different kind of seed. And young people, listen to me. You don't have to live a life that is full of the world and experience all the things of the world. You don't have to live that life in order to know what it's going to produce. You know what you can do? You can go to a farmer, if you would, that's already planted that seed and say, hey, how did this do for you? And you know what? There's people all over this room, young people, that if you as wise, and you would go to them and say, well, I wonder what it's like to go do this. I wonder what it's like to lose my purity. I wonder what it's like to start doing drugs. I wonder what it's like to start drinking alcohol. I mean, nobody in their right mind, okay, starts those things because at first they're enjoyable to them. You start it because you're pressured, because you feel like, I want to go do this. And if you're not careful, then after time, it becomes an addiction. And then it's something you have to have. Okay? I can take you down to the jail, young people, and I can show you the harvest. All right? I can take you to the cemetery, and I can show you the harvest. All right? You don't have to plant the same seed. Well, this is just what my mom and dad planted. Listen, look at the situation. Some of you come from great homes. And listen to me, you ought to look at the harvest. Look at the blessings that God has given to your mom and dad. Look at the blessings that God has given to them. Okay? Well, I just don't like. And you want what instead? You want a divorced family? You know, I've never seen, ever. And, you know, there may be somebody in here that is divorced, and I'm not saying this to hurt you. And if anything, I think you would stand up here and second this. I have never seen it produce a positive harvest. It always hurts in some way or another. Always. It always does. And you're going, well, I'm just going to go do whatever I want to do. Well, you're going to reap that too. Okay? Everyone will reap. You do not have to sow and reap to know what the seed will produce. You can learn from others. You can learn what it's like to live a life for God. Brother Chad, is everything about the money? You know, honestly, very little of it's about the money. Guys, some of you guys, you got this thing, I'm going to go make some money. And you know what? If you're not careful, the money is going to start taking you. It's going to happen. Well, I'm going to sow all this. And hey, you know what? The way Blessed Soul Baptist Church trains young people, you're going to be a success. Okay? You're going to be a jewel to what the world sees. But if you're not careful, that's going to take you. All right? It's going to take you. Everyone sows some type of seed. Everyone will reap. In 2020, some of us are going to reap what we sowed in 2019. You know, there's some harvests that take longer than others. You don't always reap today what you sowed yesterday. All right? I mean, sometimes it'd be nice. All right? I mean, how many weeks do you have on turkeys? 20 weeks. 20 weeks, he gets a little baby turkey, and 20 weeks later, they send him out for Thanksgiving. Not really, but 20 weeks. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time to see the results. And you know, that I think that's, wouldn't it be sad to wait to try something and then have to wait 20 weeks to see if it actually worked when your whole life depends on it? You go to the doctor, and the doctor comes in and says, hey, we're going to try this new procedure. We're not sure if it works. 20 weeks from now, you'll be able to tell. By that time, it's too late to do anything about it. But 20 weeks, give it 20 weeks, and we'll be able to tell. Now, not many of us, I think one of the questions would be is, have you ever done this before? Oh, no, we're just going to try it. Give it a whirl. You would be a little hesitant, all right? You know, I think we need to look at examples. You know the Bible? You know why I believe one of the reasons the whole Old Testament was written? So we can see what people reaped when they sowed certain things, all right? Listen, folks, you sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Everyone sows some type of seed. Everyone will reap a seed. and you'll reap more than what you sow. Thirdly and lastly, you say, man, last, yeah, that's good, huh? Lastly, you must sow new seed every year. Think about that. You know, Brother Josh can't depend on the seed he sowed in 2019 for a harvest in 2020. It doesn't work that way. You can't depend on a, you know, my dad can't depend on seed that he sowed in 2011 for 2021. It doesn't work that way. Okay? Everyone must sow new seed. And you know what? Every day of your life, you're sowing. You're throwing it out there. What are you doing? All right? I'm going to encourage you this year. I want you to look at this year. You know, you can't rely on the successes, the things of last year to carry you through this year. Well, Brother Chad, I walked with God this year. Okay. Let me say this. Remember about that seed, the things that you sow, reaping more than what you sowed? If last year you gave God, let's say you gave God 10 Sunday mornings to come to church, that's good. I'm thankful. 10 out of 52. You gave God 10 Sunday mornings to come to church. And God blessed you this because you gave God some of your time to do what God asked you to do. If you came, let's just think about this, all right? If my dad sowed 10,600, let's say 10,000 pounds of seed, and he got 4 million pounds back, and you sow a little bit for God here, and you get a little bit for God in return, what if you sowed a lot for God? What do you think would happen over here? What would you think would happen? I don't have it written down, but Malachi. Remember what Malachi, in the book of Malachi, God said, you've robbed me. Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. And then he said, and if you'll do this, I'll open the windows of heaven. I'll open the windows of heaven. All right? I want to encourage you, give God a little more this year. Give God a little more this year. You're at the end of 2019, and you can look back. I've challenged, we had another man come, and he challenged the young people in our youth group. Take every hour for this week. All right? Take every hour. Oh, let's just do 2 days or 3 days. Let's split it up. Let's do Sunday, and I'm giving you a day, okay? I'm giving you a cheater day. You got Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all right? Take all the hours in those days, and for every hour of that, every hour that you spend, write down what you did that day. Then take the last 3 days of this week. And I'm like I said, I'm giving you Sunday. So you've got like 2 hours already for God. I mean, you're ahead of the game, okay? Then take the last 3 days and write down on every hour what you did that day. It's a real good way to show where your priorities are. Hey, listen, I understand we all have to go to work. I understand we all have to do these things. I'm not talking about the things you have to do every day just to live. I mean, you got to sleep 8 hours or six or five or some of you probably 12. I don't know. You have to sleep some every day. All right? That's part of it. I'm talking about the extra time. What do you do with it? Well, I spent, it's insane. The last figure I heard, the average young person spends 6 to 7 hours a day in front of a TV or electronic device. You know what you're going to reap? Listen, folks, you know what you're going to reap? What you're sowing. We wonder why we have so many problems in today's society. Okay, and listen, hey, here I'm going to go, I'm meddling again. See this? It's a sundial. It's what Kaylin calls it. A sundial. But you know what? Say, Brother Chad, what's wrong with a lot of today's technology? It's not, well, I don't get anything bad with it. How much time do you waste on it? Just. That was funny. Look, some idiot acting like an idiot. Seriously. I dare you. This week, most of you have this week off, or young people have this week off. See how many hours you spend on a computer, TV, or mobile device. And most of you probably shouldn't even have any of it. Brother Chad, I'm helping you. Because you know what you're going to reap? All the junk that's on there. You know why a young person a lot of times has a bad attitude? It's like, where did you hear that? How'd you come up with that? Wonder how Adam and Eve came up with the things that they started spouting off to God when God started asking them questions. Because somebody whispered it to them. All right? Listen, young people, that thing that you have is dangerous. I'm unashamed about it. You know what? I don't give a rip. All right? I don't give a rip. And adults, it's dangerous. Well, I can control it. Okay. If you can control it, God bless you. All right? But what are you sowing? How much time are you spending? You know, are you spending more time on your cell phone looking at junk than you are in your Bible? I've heard this over and over. Either sin will keep you from the Bible or the Bible will keep you from sin. Okay? How much time are you spending on that stuff? How much time are you spending in front of the TV? Okay? And like I said, we carry TVs with us now. You don't have to go home and sit in front of a TV. Used to, we preached against the movie theaters. You've got one in your home now. A couple clicks of a button, you can watch anything you want on that television. And parents, you think you have it all figured out? Your kids know a gazillion ways around it. All right? My son Micah, he's not in here. He's a little heathen. My wife has a tablet, okay? Brother Chad, well, listen. We use it sometimes for stuff. I'm not preaching against that necessarily. I'm preaching against what you're doing with it, okay? And you know what? It's amazing. He can find stuff on there. I have no clue. He's four, okay? He can find stuff. I'm like, how'd you get that? He bought a movie the other day. Didn't he? It was like Toy Story 2 or something. I get this bill. I'm like, what's this? He was flipping through it and thought it looked cool, so he hit it and started pushing buttons. You know, hey, it's probably a fairly innocent... I don't know, I've not seen it. We wouldn't let him watch it. I don't know, maybe it's... Although they're getting worse and worse, even the innocent ones. But listen, what if that would have been something really bad? And he would have opened it up and he saw things that no human being ought to ever see. Young people, you watch this. We just got done, you know, not too long ago with Halloween. And I know I'm kind of rambling on this just a little bit, but you know, most of the stuff this world is producing that goes along with that is satanic. And you open up those doors, you're sowing things that you'll reap for the rest of your life. I guarantee it. Why would you, well, I'm just going to sow and see how it affects me. No. A smart farmer doesn't do that. He doesn't call the seed company, hey, just send me a miscellaneous pallet. Just throw whatever you want in there. We'll see how it works for us this year. No, he knows what he's planting. He knows what he wants. Do you want to be a successful Christian? Then sow successful Christian seeds. Walk with God. I'm going to read you this verse. Luke chapter number 17. Luke chapter number 17. Verse number 6, Luke chapter 17, verse 6. The Bible says, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Let me encourage you. Why don't we, this year, 2020, why don't we make an effort to plant more seed in our personal walk with God? Would it be bad that, I mean, the Bible says if you had a faith as a grain of mustard seed, well, I'm just saying, folks, I have yet to look at a tree and say, be thou plucked up and be planted over here. Now, I've plucked them up and I have planted them, but I've never just told one to do it and did it. All right? You know what that means? I got very, very little faith. I know this is an illustration, but you want to see big things, all right? You want to see big things on your bus route? What are you planting? Sunday school teachers, you wish your class would grow? What are you planting? I don't know. And this is kind of an odd thing. I was bus captain down in Kentucky. Proportionately to the time I spent visiting was how many kids we had come on our bus. Right. Weeks I didn't spend much time. You said, Brother Chad, is that always, you know, no, there, I mean, there's kids that'll come. There's kids that'll come all the time. But new kids, other kids, proportionately, is almost, and this is for me, I'm not saying it for everybody. If I spend an hour, it produced 10 kids. 2 hours, 20 kids. 3 hours, 30 kids. 4 hours, 40 kids. You kind of hit a plateau somewhere in there. 5 hours, you're getting the idea. Okay? You know what? I don't think this lesson of sowing and reaping is just, if I just do good works. No, but I believe if you do good works, right? I don't believe good works take you to heaven. Good works do not take you to heaven. You can be a great person, and you can sow all kinds of good seed, but good works aren't going to take you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ is going to take you to heaven. Okay? But, I think our the things that we sow, I want my life this year, I want it to be my walk with God. I want it to be more. I want it to be abounding. Abounding. You know what abounding kind of means? It's when your hopper's overflowing. When your hopper's overflowing. You can't contain it all. All right? We sow seed. Everyone sows sometimes seed. Everyone will reap. You must sow new seed every year. I want to encourage you, sow new seed in your walk with God. Sow new seed with your influence over others. If I influence Donald, you know, I can influence Donald and then Donald can influence another one. But if I influence Donald and Ian, I've influenced two, and if they influence two, you see how it quickly compounds? Influence, exert your influence over others. Well, Brother Chad, I don't like people. I don't like people either. All right? I don't. I'm not comfortable around people. I'm nervous up here. I'll get out. I'm sweating. Probably shaking too. I'm not... But you know what? It's worth a lot more than a lot of other things. Okay? Your influence over people. The gospel, Psalms 126. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing what? Precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. All right? Some of you are going to think, we're about done. Some of you are going to think, Brother Chad, I'm not very... If I brought everyone up here and said, how many souls did you see saved this year? Write it down. How many souls did you see saved? I wouldn't be very excited to do that for 2019. I'm transparent. I'm a transparent person. I saw some saved. How many souls did you see saved? I believe it's probably directly proportionate. Listen, folks, I'm just being honest with you. I believe the amount of souls that I saw saved this year is directly proportionate to the amount of people I told about Jesus. You tell, let's say you told 100 people and one person got saved. And at the end of the year, you said, well, Brother Chad, I saw one person get saved. Well, if that's true, what if you told 300 people or 400 people or 500 people? That's a lot of people. And I would say that more than likely, that's not a correct number. I'd say you tell 100 people, more than one person's probably going to get saved. Brother Chad, I'm kind of uncomfortable right now. Me too. I'm not proud of it. I'm just showing you, listen, you can't make up corn and put in the bin.
Right. That's right.
What's in the bin is in the bin because you planted something in the spring. We just can't come up with numbers and say, well, we just, you know, because when you take it to the elevator, they keep track. And you know, when I stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, I can't give them these inflated numbers and say, well, you know. No, he's going to look at the results, the harvest, okay? Check your seed bag. What are you sowing? You know, there's some things that are out of the sower's control. I can't determine the weather. 2019 was a rough year this past spring. And you know what? There was nothing a farmer could do about it. Okay? I can't determine the weather, but you know what I can determine? I can determine what seed goes in my planter. Okay? I can determine that, and you can determine that. Young people, some of you are sowing things that, whether you realize it or not, is going to affect you for the rest of your life right now. Your attitudes, the things you're watching, the associates, the people you're hanging around, okay? They're going to affect you. And be careful. Adults, we're no different. We're no different. Here's a scary version. Things that sometimes we sow as adults, well, bro, Chad, I ain't never going to have to pay for that. Guess who is? Guess who is? Your kids. Your grandkids. That which you sow, that which you also reap. What are you planting? What are you harvesting? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Lord, it's just a thought as much as anything. It's a challenge from your word. Lord, I know I've looked at my life in the last couple of days, and Lord, there's things I'm not happy with. Lord, if I had to stand up here and I had to say, well, what did you do for God this year? I'd be kind of ashamed of some things. And Lord, I pray for 2020 that I'd spend more time on my bus route. God, I pray that I'd spend more time with the young people. God, I want to spend more time with my kids, my wife. Lord, I want to sow these things that would be pleasing to you. And Lord, I pray that we, at the end of 2020, we can look back and say, well, this was a better year. Not because of the harvest, but because of what we sowed at the beginning and throughout the year. And God, I do pray that if someone in here is not saved today, that they would be saved. They would ask you to forgive them of their sins and be saved. Lord, I pray that you help us the rest of the day. Help us to take this thought, this challenge, and just meditate on it. And we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.